I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Welcome back, my little chickadees, to our second last episode of the year. And sadly for season two, it has been a really big year, a really big season with lots of different things and lots of things still to come in the next episodes. So stay tuned. Next week is going to be pretty full one for you to end your year and start your year off feeling really fresh and clear, have a good vision, have a really good plan, some solid goals. And whether you listen to it next week or you wait till like early Jan when you're starting to feel like you're ready to set your goals and everything for the year, it's completely up to you. I'll be taking a break, so it's up to you when you come to listen. Or if there is a lot of episodes for you to catch up on or come back to, then now will be your time. But I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and I thought I would do a little breakdown of what's in store for our Christmas, New Year period, and our summer series of events, because it is chock-a-block, let me tell you. I did a post the other day on our Catch Me Instagram sharing all the fun collabs and events that we've got planned, and I'm like, holy shit, am I even going to get a break this summer? Lucky all these events are very wellness-focused and, you know, early morning events, and they're all going to be fun and exciting and rejuvenating. There is one event that is a bit more nighttime sipping a vino kind of vibe, but we love that too. So yeah, I hope everyone is feeling excited for this week and that you've done your Christmas shopping or you are doing your last minute Christmas shopping like me and you've got a really nice lot of events planned to catch up with family and friends, or if you're just taking it solo this Christmas period, then I hope you enjoy your solitude and, you know, reach out to people if you're feeling a little bit isolated or lonely. But yeah, at the end of the day, I always sort of feel like Christmas is just a bit of another day, and it's important to just do the things that make you feel good. And I definitely am going to prioritize starting my day off feeling as high energy as possible, because it's one of those days where you end up just so exhausted and socially like drained by the end of it. And I know that some people might have days when they have to catch up with people that trigger them and might have hard conversations at this time of year. There might be, you know, a little bit of family drama going on. So if that's you and you're feeling a bit anxious and you're feeling a bit uneasy about it, then this is your sign to just remember to put up your energetic force field before you walk into any sort of social events this season that might feel like a bit toxic or a bit draining and a bit, you might have resistance towards them. Just put up that force field and, you know, just focus on your own energy and don't let anyone fuck with your energy, okay? It's not worth it. But if you are feeling a bit inspired for the summer season and you've got some time off, or even if you don't and you want to make sure that you're prioritizing a bit of health and wellness and mental clarity across this time of the year where we don't know what day it is, and we probably get a bit caught up in maybe lots of socializing, lots of summer drinks, and, you know, a bit of a restful period, but you want to make sure you're starting your day off right, then I have the event calendar for you, my darlings, especially if you are, and pretty much specifically, if you are a Gippsland local. So, as we all know, we have launched our Cold Dip community, and that will be running every single Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. at the surf club, all across summer, honestly, up until I decide I don't want to do it anymore. No, I'm joking. So this week we are doing a Christmas Day dip, which I'm very excited about because I think, like, that is something I've always wanted, is to wake up on Christmas Day at the beach. And even though I've lived in lakes for nearly 5 years, I haven't ever woken up on Christmas and gone to the beach. Can you believe it? So that's what I'm really looking forward to, and having our cold dip, and a lot of people are coming, which is exciting because, you know, I know a lot of people don't actually do something on Christmas morning, or you're waiting around till lunchtime, even though you're sort of getting up early and opening presents, and it's all very exciting. And especially if you want to start your day doing something really nice and, yeah, charging up your energy for the day. So if you are going to be in East Gippsland on Christmas morning and you don't have any plans, come down to Lakes, meet us at the front of the Surf Life Saving Club, nice and early, 6 a.m. for a sunrise swim. Trust me, it's actually barely a cold dip right now. And BYO your coffee or your brekkie, bring a picnic rug, like, we can just sit on the grass and, you know, have a bit of a Christmas morning all together. I think it'll be really fun and just a really beautiful way to start a really nice big day. So I'm very looking forward to that. And yeah, I think ultimately it's just going to be a reoccurring event for the summer, is our 6 a.m. Wednesday dip. So please feel free to come down, or if you're going to be staying down, or if you know anyone that is, let them know, because yeah, it's just going to be a super pump in summer in lakes, and you want to get to the beach, you want to get there early. So be there or be square. This week we've actually also got on Christmas Eve, so tomorrow, very exciting collab with the Recover Girls. So we're doing an 8 a.m. Pilates class down at Eagle Point Foreshore, followed by a little bit of an optional add-on event, which is the collab part with me. So after Pilates, if you don't have to rush off, we are going to head outside, bring a journal, bring a little rug or something to sit on, and we're going to do a bit of an end of year reflection, and then a little cold dip if we're brave enough. Then on Christmas Day, like I said, we'll have our cold dip. On the 27th, we are popping up with Recover again for another collab. However, this time it's out on the slipway deck here in Lakes. So if you know Lakes Entrance and where there's like a little new part of slipway food shacks, there's a Gippsland Jersey shack there, and then there's the float sheds. There's this big, beautiful deck that's been built. We're going to have Pilates out there, so bring your own mat and make sure you book the class on the Mind and Body app through Recover Pilates. It's again 8 a.m. We'll do a nice flow, and then we'll head down to the jetty to do a cold dip, and then followed by some coffee at Gippsland Jersey. So that'll be a really nice way to start your day as well. Heading into the new year, if you are wanting to start your new year off on a wholesome beginning, we are very much participating in a New Year's Day cold dip, of course. It'll be a Wednesday morning. So no matter how much sleep you've had, I can guarantee that starting your New Year's Day like this is going to really be the best way to start your new year, and you can always go back to bed afterwards. But super excited because we're partnering up with Sammy, and she is going to run us through just a little 10-minute sort of breath work and meditation. So yeah, bring a nice comfy towel or rug or pillow or something to sit on, We'll do that on the grass area before we head in for our swim. And this will again be followed up with coffee. Again, it's going to be hectic. It's going to be New Year's Day. I'm sure the coffee shops will be pumping. So yeah, feel free to head over to one of the local coffee shops with a group of people, connect, keep the conversation going. We'll also do a little bit of an intention setting for the new year. So yeah, I can guarantee that even if you've had a bit of a big night and you're feeling a bit seedy, that a swim in the salt water will be a very good hangover cure. And like I said, you can always go back to bed afterwards if you need to. Heading into the following week on the 8th of January, we'll be doing another weekly cold dip. This again will be followed by coffee. And again, this is always at 6 a.m. And then on the 9th, we will be partnering up with Recover again to do another Slipway Sculpt dip and sip. Again, bring, you know, your bathers to do a cold dip after the Pilates class. And then we'll have coffee at Gippsland Jersey. Again, that's an 8 a.m. class. And then on the 10th of January, we are having our vision boarding event. So I'm kind of like currently on the fence about whether I have a second one of these events and base it up in East Gippsland. I think I'm just going to see how this one goes sales wise, and if we have to relocate it to like East Gippsland or somewhere a bit more central, we can. So if you are someone who would like to come to a vision board event but you don't want to travel to sale, because we are going to be having it at the Joy Collective Studio, which is where we had our Vino and vision boarding night in June, and it was a great night. Everyone loved it. And yeah, it's a beautiful spot in Lisa's studio there. But again, if I'm going to have, you know, more people wanting to attend that are based in East Gippsland, then I'm definitely open to doing one up here as well. So please reach out to me if you would like to come to one and we can make that happen. But next week's episode will be very much on the topic of like goals and vision boarding and everything like that. And whilst I might share some tips and tricks on that, I really encourage coming to the event because it's really insightful to hear what other people are vision boarding for the year ahead. And it's not like you're going to copy, because everyone has a different timeline and different goals and everything like that. But it's also a really actionable way to set the intention for your goals, and having, you know, the images and the inspiration in front of you, the words, you know, having a drink of wine or whatever you feel like to just sort of like help you feel a bit more inspired and creative and a bit more vulnerable to share and be vulnerable with yourself about what goals you really want. And of course, as soon as you have a bloody sip of wine, I don't know about you, but I think I can achieve anything in the world. So hence the vinos on the vision boarding night. it is a beneficial thing, trust me. So I'm really excited for that. I'm looking at my vision board now that I created, and it makes me so proud. Like, it's one of those things that I can guarantee you're going to tick at least one thing off, and that's better than nothing, right? So yeah, I'm very astonished at mine and the things that have came into fruition. And it's also interesting when you get through 6 months and you look back on a vision board and you're like, oh, I don't actually feel aligned to that thing anymore. Like, it might not have come in, but maybe it's not the right time, or maybe it came in for a season, or yeah, maybe it's just not the right thing for you right now. And then you can, yeah, always recreate them and change them around. But something I always love to encourage is having something on there that's already come true. And I'll talk about this again next week, but I think that just helps you to remember that you can do something because you've already made at least one thing happen, and that's the reminder. So that's very exciting. But yeah, that's pretty much our event calendar for the summer. And it might not sound like a lot. It's a lot of, you know, cold dipping and a lot of Pilates, but that's the vibe, you know, that's my vibe. And I'm really grateful that I've been able to collab with Recover, because they are just super aligned to me and we work really well together. And, you know, we have a lot of similar clients and people that attend our events. So it just works really effortlessly and beautifully hand in hand. And this event is open to absolutely anyone. If you would like to come along to just the cold dip part afterwards, you don't want to come to the Pilates part, then you're more than welcome to come down at like, 8:30, whatever, and just join us for a cold dip and a coffee or a bit of journaling. I think I encourage everyone to just have their journal nearby when it comes to this time of the year and coming to these events, because often when you can have conversations that are just, get your brain ticking and it's a nice thing to do afterwards. I personally, after our cold dip this week I went and grabbed my journal and I headed to like a nice spot by the water. And I just sat in my car and I just journaled about the morning because I just felt so inspired afterwards. And it's just nice to capture those feelings when you're still in them. So I do encourage you to bring your journal along to these events in case inspiration strikes. And, we'll be talking a lot about intention setting and things like that. And those are little moments that you want to capture as well. And we'll be doing some card pulling and just some beautiful things like that. And please do not feel deterred if you're not quite woke in the woo-woo world and you don't want to be thinking, like, we're not pulling tarot cards and things like that. Like, and it's all very relaxed and chill and very much ready and available for anyone who wants to come to these events. All the cold dip events are free. The New Year's Day, the Christmas Day, like they're all free. But the Pilates events, like I mentioned earlier, you will need to book your spot through the Mind and Body app, through the Recover Girls. And the Vino and Vision Boarding Night is a tri-booking event as well. So you'll find the link to that in the show notes. And I'll also have it in my link tree on my Instagram bio, which has the links to everything else that you will need on there as well. And if you are thinking of coming along to a cold dip, please sign up. Again, I'll put the link in the show notes. This just gets us knowing who's coming, and we can sort of be prepared if we're going to need to book a table for coffee and things like that. Plus, you'll go in our, system, so we can always share on our emails with you when we have new events coming. And yeah, you don't want to miss out on those sorts of things. So please be sure to sign up for a cold dip. And if there is any other event that you would like to participate in, or if you're someone who can't be there physically and wants to be a part of it virtually or whatever it is, I am always so open to hearing your ideas and hearing your feedback and what kind of things you would like to see and be a part of and come to. So please let me know. And yeah, whether you send me a message on Instagram or comment on the podcast. I see you can do that on Spotify now. Or send me an email. I can put my email in the show notes too. And yeah, please reach out, because I want to make sure that you guys feel like you can be a part of this and really want to come. And I'm only one little gal with one little brain that can come up with these things. So I'm always open to collaborations and things like that, because that's what makes the world spin round, But anyway, I'm going to wrap this potty up. I just wanted it to be short and sweet and give you a bit more insight to what's to come for the summer. And I'm sending you all so much love, so much joy through this season. Thank you again so much for all your love and support for me this year. I've really felt it, and I'm feeling extremely grateful because of you guys. That's why I can do all these events and have such an amazing community around me. So I'm very, very appreciative of you all, and I'm sending you so much love. Should we find a quote to finish the episode on? It would only be fitting. Oh my God, Pinterest always delivers. And on the first one, repeat after me. The more I relax, the more I receive. Life doesn't respond to my effort, it responds to my frequency. Beautiful. That is your sign to make sure you are relaxing over this period and new beginnings, because I always say the more you step into your surrender and into your flow state and you switch off, that is when the more you are magnetic for more opportunities and more possibilities, and you can feel more creative and inspired and let it all flow to you. You've got to be open to receiving. I'm looking forward to seeing you all at our summer series events, and I will catch you in next week's episode for our very last one of season 2.